Let's check the weather forecast now. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated is here. Drew?
South America farmers have had a real tough month of January, but it looks like conditions are going to start improving as we go forward through this next couple of weeks. The changes will begin in parts of Brazil as we get to the end of this weekend and on into next week. The changes there will likely include an increase in precipitation across the center south and center west portions of the country, where it has been drier bias most of this month. The rain should be timely enough to improve the outlook for second season corn and late season soybeans, and it looks like there will be a chance that we'll see some of the other crops like rice and sugarcane, citrus and coffee all will improve as well. The precipitation increases begin this weekend, but most likely will be significant next week and into the middle of February. During that time period, we will see frequent rain and thunderstorms from Mato Grosso down into Goiás and portions of Minas Gerais, as well as São Paulo and Paraná. There will still be some concern over dry, biased conditions, though, in both the northeast and southwest corners of the nation. Some of those areas have been exceptionally dry for quite a while, and they may get a chance for a few showers and thunderstorms over this transitional period during this next week or two, but they will keep their below-average bias on the precipitation totals for the next couple of weeks. Temperatures in Brazil will continue to be seasonably warm, so when it's not raining, there will be a fairly quick rate of drying across the country. Now, Argentina is also expected to encounter a change in its weather. Argentina has not had any shortages of moisture. It's quite the opposite. The country has been dealing with frequent heavy rain events that have been separated by several days of dry weather, which has really helped them in a big way. Many areas, though, have saturated soil, and the ground is excessively wet in some cases, and flooding has occurred periodically. The most serious of the flooding has been in the northeast part of the country, and that occurred early in January. Since then, the heavier rains have been occurring more in the heart of their corn and soybean production region, and it looks like that area will get a nice break coming up here next week. The last of the series of storm systems is now underway in central Argentina, and by the time we get to the late weekend and most of next week, they will be seeing a dry and warm biased pattern for at least a little while. Both Brazil and Argentina should see a relatively better month of February in general relative to that of January. And in the United States, of course, we're dealing with the bitter cold conditions that have dominated the past couple of days from the northern plains into the heart of the Midwest. All of this is about to change as we go through the end of this week and the weekend with a significant turnaround in the temperature regime, with a much warmer scenario expected to play out this weekend into next week. When we make the transition, there will be quite a bit of wind blowing across the country once again, and that's going to cause some extreme wind chills initially, but as the warming takes place, that will become less and less of an issue. This morning, there was a good chance for some winter kill to have possibly impacted some of the lower Midwest soft red wheat, and there may have also been a couple of pockets in Nebraska that might also have suffered a little damage from the extreme cold. Temperatures in these areas were in the negative and positive single digits with little to no snow on the ground, which is a recipe for some damage. However, with the crops being as hardened as they have been from previous bouts of cold weather, the odds are fairly high that the crop most likely survived this bout of cold without too much in the way of adverse impact. But we won't really know until we get to spring, and at that time when the crop starts to green up, we'll have our first indication as to whether or not there were any losses. But there's always the potential the crop will go ahead and green up and still not produce well, so we really won't have the bottom line to the impact of this cold weather until we get to the end of this growing season. But at this point in time, I really doubt seriously that there was a lot of loss, just simply because there was very little green up out there in the crop and it had been sufficiently hardened. In the rest of the world, the only other area of interest at the moment, it seems like, is Australia. That heat wave that's been going on for 5 weeks has eased up considerably. The temperatures are still warmer than usual there, though, and it may be a while before they see normal temperatures again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thanks, Drew. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.